This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wake up. Wake up. KLUCFM and HD1 Las Vegas. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning.
Always makes me feel good.
98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Let's just get into it. Welcome to a Friday. Today is February 21st, Friday. I'm Chet. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. I almost called you Adrian Fernandez. I don't
know why. It happens.
I'll bet it does.
Yes.
Why? Why does that happen?
Well, because Hernandez, common Hispanic name. So
yeah, but so what? Why can't it be Hernandez first?
Go ahead and put some respect on my name.
Yes,
Fernandez
period.
Later. Why do we make... Do you think the Fernandezes also endure the indignity of somebody calling them Hernandez?
Absolutely.
No, I don't think so. I don't think they do.
Well, listen, thank you for this energy. Giving me life.
I don't know. Maybe it's because the sound is easier.
Yeah, well, F comes before H in the alphabet, so maybe just you want to go with Fernandez instead of Hernandez and then just piss people off.
I like that too, but I don't think that's it.
Okay.
I just feel like there's some weird linguistic deal that happens.
That's just easier.
But I'm like, why would I do that? Like, I know him better than that.
You told me that you've loved me before.
Multiple times.
I do love you. I'll tell everybody. I love that man. That man to my left, I love that man.
Love you, man.
I appreciate that.
Can't call him by his real damn name, but I love that man.
But you do love him.
I do. I do.
I love that.
Friday going to be 80 degrees this weekend. Oh. It's a good freaking day.
Amen, sister.
How's everybody? Feeling good?
Feeling good. Ready for the warm weather for sure.
Adrian, other than the rampant disrespect that you're facing this morning.
Mm-hmm. Do you not know what happens tonight?
At the hands of your white oppressor. No, I'm sorry.
Oh my God, where are
what
we
just
today? Oh, we're in a mood today,
thank
baby.
Chet, I am excited as ever, Michaela. Tell him why.
Why?
Tell him who's back.
Guess Dwayne back. The Rock Johnson.
Back again.
Is making a comeback again.
Finally.
He's on.
The Rock is back. That's what I remember. That's when I...
Yes.
When I,
And what is he going to do? Is he going to announce? The rumors are he's not going to be involved at WrestleMania here in Vegas. He hasn't been on any of the promotional items. People are saying, how can he not be involved? This is supposed to be the biggest WrestleMania of all time. And then out of nowhere.
I'm going to need you to keep your hands where I can see them. You're very excited right now.
Well, in the morning, he's going to be in a Martin Scorsese movie.
I was just going to say.
They're doing like some Hawaiian mafia movie where he's like the leader of a Hawaii mafia.
What?
I just read it. With Leonardo DiCaprio and Emily Blunt.
What a stretch.
So everyone,
he's going to be a Hawaiian mafia guy. Wow.
I know.
What an actor.
He's violent. So they announced this movie and people were like, he's not coming back
to
wrestling.
Is that why you're excited?
No, because they announced it and people were like, oh, he's never coming back because he's just about to do a Scorsese movie.
Is that why you're excited? No.
No.
Okay, so I guess I'll watch.
Let's get back to
saying.
Why you're excited.
I guess I'll watch. I'll tune
in. What are you excited? Wait. So why are you excited?
Because it's Friday. Just that.
What? Hold on. Did we not just do a full, minute and a half on something about the Dwayne The Rock Johnson and everything, and then, no, it's just Friday?
Dude, I'm just very excited he's going to be on SmackDown.
Oh. Is this not normal?
No, he hasn't been. He appeared once this year.
He looks at me like
that's it.
Like I just stabbed him.
Yeah.
Yes. Just like, how could you not know?
How could you? I need you to lock in.
How could you? Know? I'm like, Friday Night SmackDown. The Rock's going to be on it.
Yeah.
That seems like a normal thing for me.
Of course.
Just to me.
He invented the show.
That seems like something.
That would make sense.
That he would do.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe you didn't know.
You call him the wrong name. You don't know The Rock is part of the SmackDown tonight. What if
Billy Fernandez morning. Over here is Jeffrey Bermudez over here to my left. Yeah, good.
How are you feeling, Jetty?
Yeah, I don't know.
You look so cute with your pink shirt on.
I thought, you know what? Because it's Friday. And we're having a big corporate meeting thing today.
Uh-huh.
And there's bad news coming down the pike.
Really?
Eventually. Oh yeah, no. There's bad news coming. So I thought I would bear it. No, and I wore the bright pink polo. I wore the Miami looking dunks.
Oh, those are so Miami vibes.
Yeah, you know what I mean? The aqua, they look like Miami Dolphins colors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Kind of.
Yeah, it's a vibe.
I can't get my foot up far enough for the camera to catch it. Did my best.
You did pretty good.
Tried here. Let's try it again. Put me in the studio, dude, so I can see myself on the camera.
Let him look at himself.
Put me in so I can see. If I got my foot up. This hurts. No.
He's giving it up. Nope, just a little higher.
Nope. You can just see that I'm attempting to do it.
Look
and
this
you
pose.
See my junk.
That was good, though.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Ready vibes, baby.
My gift to you.
Yes.
That's great. Yeah, no, we're ready to go. It's Chet Buchanan Show.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Is her name really Trixie?
That's what she said.
I love that. God, I love that. As somebody who has something of an old school name, you don't see a lot of Chets anymore. You didn't see a lot of Chets then. You know what I'm saying?
True.
You don't see a lot of Trixies. You just don't.
Trixie.
How did you, is there a story behind
Good morning.
It? Hi, Trix.
Not that I'm aware of.
Do you mind if I ask how old you are?
50.
Yeah. Right on. Cool. So you were on the cusp of, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they just decided
It's actually Trixie Lee.
Trixie D.
Trixie Lee.
Damn, girl, you Southern.
No, mom was high, I think.
No, that's what I'm saying. Well, this was, you know.
Different time.
She was from Hawaii.
Oh, good. That's awesome. This story gets better as it goes along. Which island?
Oahu.
See, that's what we all say when we've just come back from Hawaii. I was on Kauai. Thank you. Great. You want to play a little round of Is This Weird?
Absolutely.
Good. I'm glad you said yes, because we're going to do it anyway. If you want the tickets, you actually have to say yes. Shelly in Rhodes Ranch would like to know, my husband will only take a parking space if he can pull through. Consequently, we end up driving around forever trying to find a pull-through parking space, and he'll never parallel park either. I'm annoyed just writing this. Is that weird, Trixie Lee?
Sounds OCD, but a little.
Michaela, is it weird?
Yeah.
It is a little weird.
I don't, I'm not the exclusive pull thrower, but I like the pull through.
Yeah.
I also, as someone who, my truck is just big enough to be big enough.
Yeah.
So I'm a bit particular about where I park just because it's difficult to maneuver.
Sure.
Sort of. And so I will, my wife and I are not the people that have to park right up front. We understand that a couple of extra steps would probably do us good even when it's 1:15.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So we don't sweat that so much. I feel this guy a little bit. I also feel Shelley's anxiety.
Pain.
Anxiety over it. Because I know that at times, because my wife will start going, there's one right there.
Yeah.
And that's when I know it's time to just
find. Well, you also back your truck up in. I think that's a whole theory in itself. Like my brother does, like my dad does. You don't just like pull into a parking spot. You like back all the way in. I could never.
That annoys people. Certain people. That annoys them to no end. By the way, Trixie Lee, is that not also a Hawaiian thing that you back in?
I back in?
Yeah. Is that not a Hawaiian thing? You know why? Because we get the work done. We get the work done up front. You're either going to back in or you're going to back out.
Yeah.
I choose to back in.
Get it done first.
Shut up. Stop yelling at me about it. Alan in Rhodes Ranch. Alan says, my husband is incredibly cheap. He rinses his floss and reuses it. Is that weird? That's weird.
It's totally weird.
Weird, babe.
I did that one just for the story. That's cheap beyond. That's cheap beyond measure. Floss is not expensive.
Yeah, babe, rinse it.
Stop it. Derek, near the South Point. My new girlfriend sleeps under a comforter. She has no top sheet. This is kind of gross to me. She's 33. She doesn't even own top sheets. Normal or nope? Is this weird?
Not really.
Michaela.
It's not weird, but I wouldn't like it.
My wife hates top sheet.
Really?
I love top sheet.
Yeah.
So we bought split sheets. We've got a king size bed.
Uh-huh.
I have a, I don't know what it is, twin something.
Yeah.
Anyway, I have a top sheet that covers my side of the bed.
No way. You can do
so
that?
So I can have top sheet.
That's cool.
Yeah. I can have top sheet.
Right.
She hates top sheet.
She lives her life on the other side.
Doesn't have to have top sheet. Doesn't have to have top sheet.
Good.
Doesn't matter. No top sheet for her. I never had Kleenex in my house. Brittany by the M says this. I never had Kleenex in my house. I only buy them when I'm really sick. I normally just use toilet paper or paper towel.
Oh.
My friend came over and wanted Kleenex. When I told her I didn't have any, she said, I'm weird. Am I weird?
No, because I'm the same way.
Really? No Kleenex in your house?
Until I'm sick and I need to buy it. Then I have it until I don't.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I don't buy Kleenex either.
Just ever?
Never. Lisa just goes to her mother's and steals it from her pantry.
That's funny.
But I've never, like, bought it intentionally.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Really? My wife has horrible allergies. Lately, I'm kind of going through it a little bit. I can only imagine how ripped up your nose can get at times.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you go to the paper towel.
Oh, yeah. Well, that feels a little rough.
And I'm not above it. I'll just grab whatever's closest.
Yeah.
But, wow.
Mm-hmm.
But you never. Neither of you buy Kleenex.
Never.
No, I buy it when I'm during the season when I'm sick because I do have bad allergies. But once that's out and I'm not needing it all the time, then I don't buy it until I do need it.
I just don't think we could love you any more than we do, Trixie Lee.
Yeah, Trixie Lee.
Yeah. So we'll see. Oh, we'll see you at Tacos and Tamales. You've got single day tickets. Yeah, it's totally. It's already been brought in.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
Hey, just for fun. Let's talk sports.
Yeah.
Just for a minute. Did you watch the hockey game last night?
Oh God, no.
Did you?
Sorry.
It was great. We went to Buffalo Wild Wings by my house. It was packed.
Okay, for real, tell me.
People were screaming at the TV.
Uh-huh.
It was so good.
You know what, man?
It was so good.
I really did mean to watch. I wasn't being funny yesterday. I didn't get the chance. Life happened. Okay, how was it?
Controversial. Here's your hot take for the morning. You ready?
Yeah.
Listen, I love this country. I let you know, and I was rooting for you. You know, I was all dressed up yesterday.
Yeah.
It's all dressed up. Kind of glad Canada won. Now, let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. It means so much more to them. So much more. If USA wins, by the way, it went into overtime. It was a great game.
Wow.
Hard fought throughout. Oh, my God. These last two USA-Canada games, and I loved hockey before I loved anything else.
Yeah.
I loved my mother, and I loved hockey. In that order. And that was it. Dad was third.
Yeah.
Dad and I caught up later on, but yeah. You know what I mean? But it was my mother and hockey, and those are, and man, that was good. It was just so good. Had we lost the game last night, it would have been, so what? If Canada, and it is that way, we're like, okay, great.
Yeah.
Good for you. Shut up, Canada. You know what I mean? That's how
totally.
We feel. Stop talking your mess. The greatest player in the game right now, and maybe one of the greatest of all time, Connor McDavid, scores this legendary goal in overtime to win it for Canada. Okay.
All right.
And had they lost, it would have been a national nightmare. It would have been just a national disaster. Canada would be in a day of mourning. The flags would be at half staff.
Oh, my God.
And they would be, They would be
okay,
like,
good. I'm glad they won.
They would be like, don't yell at me for what I'm about to say. They would be like, maybe we should be the 51st state. Maybe, you know what I mean? Just over. It's over for us. Had they lost.
Yeah.
But they didn't.
Well, if it means that much to them, then go off.
This
Canada.
Is what I say. Exactly. So go off.
Way to go, boys.
No, it was just great. And now everybody's so even more excited for the Golden Knights to be back in the fortress tomorrow night against Vancouver. You know, so that's good. And then they can make their push towards the playoffs. Great. Running Rebels play Colorado State at the Thomas and Mack tomorrow night. Lady Rebels are at Colorado State. How cold is that up there right now? Minus 43 bajillion.
Never.
It sucks. I went up there for a football game a few years ago with the Rebels.
Yeah.
Up to Colorado State. I don't know that I've ever been colder in my life.
Listen, the AC barely just kicked in this studio and I'm freezing to death. Right. Okay, like I'm not going, no way.
The idea of going to Fort Collins, Colorado. Nah. Thank you, no. Thank you, no, thank you.
Nah.
I'll watch it on TV. The Vegas Thrill, and there's a method behind this madness. So I just want to point out the last time we were there, and by we, I mean Michaela. The last time we were there, she sang the anthem. They won. They beat the number one team in the league. They'd never beaten them before. They stomped them. They carried that momentum into their next match, which they also won. Wow. Then they've been on the road and they've been garbage.
Yeah.
It's been awful. They lost last night in Orlando. They're playing in Indy on Thursday. They'll be back home next Sunday and we're throwing another big party.
Yep.
Because obviously we are the difference.
Totally.
You can win tickets all weekend long for Vegas Thrill.
Okay? So fun.
And Desert Dogs are in Colorado. They're also in Colorado. Awful.
Purr.
Tonight, you can watch that on Fox 5's thing. They're Triple S-E-N.
Yep.
Okay, good. That's your. How about that, kids? That's your Chet Buchanan Show sports update. Even though it didn't really have anything to do with sports, it had to do with, the update.
Yeah.
You know, really, just because that's what people care. USA, Canada, people cared.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, and you didn't even watch.
No, but I know all I need to know now.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome,
Thank
America.
Thank you.
Good. Michaela's hometown throwdown. God, nobody was watching. Nicole Perez did two things here. Number one, she pushed Aliante into the number one spot on the leaderboard. The first one ever. Besides Sunrise Manor, also known as
City of Former Champions.
No, they're still the City of Champions, but they're in second right now. Aliante is in first, thanks to Nicole Perez. She also goes for win number four, and we'll have Mary J. Blige tickets for you to win coming up right about 7:10, all right?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! By the way, we need to use our contacts. And the people that we know.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I need to reach out to him and see if he'll answer me back.
Yeah.
See if John Huck left Fox 5?
Oh, yeah, dude.
What's that all about?
I know, man. I was bummed out.
And it was like that.
Yeah. I know. The last time I talked to him is when I asked him to call in for your birthday. He was such a nice guy. So cool.
That's my boy.
Yeah.
I have a rule about I have a rule about calling people in the midst of big life changes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because A, they get bombarded. So I don't want my text to just be another text.
Sure.
And also B, it seems a little unseemly. You know what I mean? Like a vulture.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Phil, give me the scoop.
Yeah.
No. Instead, I'm going to sit over here and mind my own business.
Yeah, you like to read the room.
Yeah, maybe give them a minute and then go, hey, bro, is everything okay?
Yeah.
And then if they want to tell you, they'll tell you.
Yeah, I feel like that too.
It's weird. It's weird.
He'll make a statement if he wants to.
Right. And he did not and they did not. But it was he's gone. He's off the website, which is always funny. Everybody goes, he's been scrubbed from the station website. That no one goes to anymore.
That hasn't been updated since 2017.
I love when people get all excited. I'm on this one charity board, and they get all excited about the website. I'm like, you should worry more maybe about your Instagram that hasn't been updated since 2021.
I know, dude. I know. I just use my Instagram and everything now, not a website. It's just easier and more accessible.
Oh, yeah. That's what everybody does. Nobody gets their, like, website.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what? Telegram wasn't available?
Pigeon Courier's
yeah,
not
right,
around?
Right? Right. So, yeah, I don't know. Michaela's Hometown Throwdown coming up in just a moment. Brought to you by our good friends at Findlay Nissan and the Valley Auto Mall. Unlock what?
Excitement.
Hell yeah. Yeah. You will. Nicole Perez Valiante getting after win number 4. I don't know how this happened all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
And Aliante is number 1 on the big leaderboard all of a sudden. Your chance to try to take her down going into the weekend and potentially win Mary J. Blige tickets coming up in just a second. But first, everybody has been talking about this.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
Talking about John Huck, shook the branches of my Fox 5 tree. Les Crifton says he wants to come on one day. He thinks we're a riot, and he just wants to come in and be part of the fun.
Thanks, dude.
Oh, I know, but I'm like, there's a bit there, and I'm not sure what the bit is.
Yeah, if we can come on and do the weather one day,
yeah,
that's the deal.
Come in and do, or something.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what it is. There's a bit there.
Cute.
Maybe. And then, remember back when we did the thing at Famous Dave's? Was that during the summer?
Yeah, dude. It was like our first thing together. And then you showed me how good you were at cornhole. And I was like, who's this guy?
So is it spring? Was it springish?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, remember Juan, the Famous Dave's 2-time watermelon eating champion?
Oh, yeah.
He says, I'm taking a shot in the dark here, but I wanted to throw out an invitation. He goes, I figure I've got status because I'm the Famous Dave's 2-time watermelon eating champion.
Well, he wouldn't be wrong.
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah. What does he want?
He wants us to do a Spartan race. Oh, hell no.
Okay.
Good
pull it
God,
back.
God, no. He says, we'll have a group walking the course, taking it slow so you don't have to be a marathon runner to do it. Why?
Why
would I do that? You still got to slog through the mud.
Yeah, dude,
and
listen,
I'm
active. I work out. Those Spartan races are so hard.
I'm not doing that.
No, Juan.
Just not. No.
Don't do it.
I'm trying to find a way through. Even like, yeah, okay, well, if you could walk. No.
It's
no, because then even you got it, then you're out there and it's hot. You know what I mean? Oh, I just, when I went through the mud pit, it washed off my sunscreen. I'm out.
My sunspray, my suntan.
I'm out. Yeah.
My spray tan.
Yeah,
I think not.
Oh, this is ruining my spray tan. Yeah, no.
No, no, no.
Yeah, God, no.
Sorry,
no.
Juan.
We'll see you at Famous Dave's to defend your watermelon eating title,
please,
and we'll call
please.
It good.
But in the weave, it's not happening.
Maybe we'll do that.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. So Nicole Perez is our champion. And again, I'm blown away that you have launched Aliante to the top of the leaderboard with 13 wins overall. Very, very impressive, Nicole.
Thank you. Thank you.
Rocking it.
Sunrise Manor, also known as
the City of Champions.
They've got 12. Rhodes Ranch and Silverado Ranch with 9. Handertucky with 8. Centennial Hills with 7. Best of the West and Mountains Edge with 6. Summerlin South, Wagon Wheel, Coronado, Anthem, Southern Highlands, Southwest, and Inspirata all have 5 wins apiece. Enterprise Cadence and West Henderson, also known as Wee-Hee. They've got four. It's true. You didn't know that? That's how you have to say that.
Wee-Hee.
Yeah.
Wee-Hee.
West Henderson, like Michael Jackson. Wee-Hee. Paradise, Santa Fe, East Side, North Las Vegas have three. West Las Vegas, not the West Side.
Right.
You'll get yelled at. West Las Vegas, Green Valley Ranch, Boca Park, downtown Summerlin with two. OG Summerlin, the Pueblos, Galleria, Whitney Ranch, Old Southwest, and Spring Valley with one win each. Boca Park disappoints me.
I'm shocked. Same.
That's your hood, isn't it?
That's my hood. That's my favorite Target. And we get a lot of callers from Boca Park, and their batting average ain't good.
Two wins. All right. So who's playing today?
We got Kelsey Lauer from South Point.
What up, KL?
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How's life near the South Point today?
Good.
I thought about this the other day. Oh, no, I thought about this morning. Because we had Derek near the South Point.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, is that not Silverado Ranch? They are different, aren't they? Silverado Ranch and near the South Point, while they are next to each other, they are not the same. Is that accurate, Kels?
Yeah, they're different.
Yeah, that's the story. Yeah. That's the story I'm going with.
Good.
All right. I don't have South Point on this board at all. So you could be getting them their first win if you are triumphant today.
Oh, goodness.
The pressure.
No pressure. No pressure. No pressure. Not on you. No. Just be the first one to answer three questions correctly and buzz in with your name. Don't yell anything out until we call on you. Sorry, tickling my throat. You might think that you buzzed in first, but it's highly possible that you didn't. And our quizmaster is the one, the only, Commissioner Michaela Gordon.
Okay, girls. A$AP Rocky was found not guilty in firing a handgun, and his famous pop star turned beauty guru wife cheered in
Nicole,
the courtroom.
Nicole.
Rihanna.
Was it Rihanna? Yes, and the champion goes up one zip.
The song Beautiful Things has been named best-selling single in the world in 2024. What is the singer's name?
You better get this. Also, before I hack up a lung.
I know. You okay?
Kelsey.
Kelsey. Yes, Kelsey.
Benson Boone.
Did you Google that?
No, I remembered from the Grammy.
Oh, good for you.
You go, queen.
Good for you. And by the way, Googling is perfectly legal. It just takes a minute. That's all. No, that's good. We are so from tiny little Monroe, Washington.
Yes.
My hometown. I'm now the seventh most famous person out of there.
Yep.
I don't even know if I'm the seventh.
Congratulations.
But yeah, but this guy now has the biggest
selling?
Is that
crazy? The named best-selling single in the world in 2024.
Bless
it's
America.
A good song though. It's one of my favorites.
There should be a sign. There's no you can go to that. You can go to our little town and you don't even know.
Yeah.
You don't even know that he's from there.
Make a bigger deal about him.
Yeah, no, I'm going to do something about this.
Good.
All right, we're tied at one.
This famous director, known for movies like Goodfellas, Casino, and Irishman, has a next movie with potentially The Rock and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Nicole.
Martin Scorsese.
That's really funny. You're very understated today, Nicole. Yesterday, you were like, Nicole. Today, you're like,
the Becca effect.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, hey.
Yeah, she's cool girl today.
Like, hey, it's Friday. Cool vibes, baby.
I love it.
Nicole.
Vibing.
Yeah, girl. Champion is up 2-1.
This artist, famously feuding with Kendrick Lamar, gave a pregnant fan in Sydney.
Nicole for the win.
Drake.
Is it Drake? Of course it's
yes!
Drake. Game over.
Nick.
The champion has four.
Woo! You go, girl.
Yeah.
Kelsey.
Kelsey did good, though.
Yeah, you did good. We wanted to put South Point on the board so bad. Not at Nicole's expense, necessarily.
No.
But we just wanted to see South Point on the board.
Yeah. Man. Please call back.
You did good.
Thank you.
All right.
Good job, Kelsey.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
Bye, Kels.
Bye, Kels.
Man, she's taking the L hard.
Yeah.
Did you tell? She was taking it hard.
Because that was a pretty hard answer to Benson Boone. She got that good. I thought for a second she might sweep in.
Nicole, we will add Mary J. Blige tickets to your pile of prizes. Okay.
Awesome. Thank you.
We will come back on Monday, and you will attempt to become our 15th five-time champion.
Oof. Wow.
Eventually, there will be championship belts. And I don't want to say anything. I don't want to say anything right now because we don't have anything approved. I don't want to say it,
but I'm going to.
I don't want to say it, but I'm going to say it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, just maybe, if legal can get out of the way, there may also be a championship ring in your future from Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond Wedding Ring Store. He's custom designing,
custom designing
championship rings. It's in the process right now. It's not, you know, so maybe if they can get out of the way in time, maybe on Monday if you become a five-time champ.
Okay. Awesome.
So,
I'm so excited. Thank y'all so much.
Thank you, girl. Have a great weekend.
And we'll see you on Monday as she goes for win number five on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
So, Adrian, who's taking this, you know, I worked on it for days, this 177 seconds.
It'll be Clarissa Escoto from the Northwest.
This very well prepared, very well thought out. 177.
The best ever, we said earlier.
I don't know. I think it's going to be solid.
I really do.
I didn't think we had all this stuff, but we did. Clarissa, you ready?
As ready as I'm ever going to be.
Yes.
You know what? Truer words have never been spoken. Truer words never been spoken. First things first, I do want to ask this. Do you send food back? If you go to a restaurant, you don't like what you've ordered, will you send the food back?
Never.
And why is this?
I'm afraid they'll mess with it, to be honest.
Michaela, will you send food back?
Well, it really does depend on the restaurant, too.
Yeah.
It's like, if it's fine, you know, if it's fine dining, then yes. But other than that, no thank you.
I've never sent food back until last week was my first time ever. And it was for my fiance's pasta that just was not, it just wasn't edible.
Uh-huh.
And then when they sent another plate back out, it was not good. So we just paid and left.
Yeah, and my wife who worked in the industry for a long time, mm-hmm. Doesn't believe that they're going to mess with it. She just, once she's disappointed or once she finds something that's not to her liking, she literally just loses her appetite.
Wow.
She's
so
just literally, and she never wants to go back there again.
Oof.
It's tough. She's a tough one.
Yeah.
There are two schools. I've done this bit before, and maybe it's time to bring it back around to get restaurant workers to speak to you under the cloak of anonymity.
Yeah.
And there are two, in my experience, there are two schools of restaurant people. There are those that will tell you that nobody ever does that. The consequences of being caught messing with someone's food are so dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so huge
mm-hmm.
that nobody ever does it.
Yeah.
You'll get other people that will tell you everybody does it.
Mm.
But most will tell you that they do not. We were talking earlier this week. Clarissa, do you ever have entire conversations with yourself where you also act out the other person's role?
All the time.
Do you have entire arguments where you either win or lose that argument? And again, while you're acting out the other person's role?
I wouldn't go that far, but I've been there.
I'll go that far. I do it all the time. I have full-on conversations where I believe I know what the other person's going to say to me.
Yeah.
Michaela took it one step further the other day.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I was in the shower, and I was going over this fight with myself loudly because Lisa said that she was going to the store, my fiance. Got out of the shower, brushing my hair. I'm doing my thing, still very loudly yelling. Both sides, obviously. I go out into the living room.
But you're having the fight out loud. Not just in your head.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And probably louder because I was blow drying my hair also. So I wanted to make sure I could hear over the blow dryer. Like, it was a full conversation with myself.
Uh-huh.
And I walked out of the bathroom. And Lisa was standing there. And I was like, why are you home? And she's like, well, I haven't left for the store yet.
You thought you were alone?
And I was like, get out, Lisa. I'm embarrassed. And she was like, no, it sounds like a pretty good fight. I was like, I need you to leave. I need you to get out
of
our house.
And did you win?
Well, according to Lisa, I did.
Good. No, good. In your mind?
No, I was mortified. I was so embarrassed.
Have you ever had the fight in your head and lost the fight?
Oh, yeah.
And realized that you need to go and apologize?
Yeah, I won't talk for a day. I'm so embarrassed.
And then you go and apologize to the other person, and they go, I don't know what that's for. And you're like, just know that we avoided this. And it's all fine.
And that's called growth.
So, yeah, it's all good. Chelsea, handler tickets for you, Clarissa. Have an amazing weekend. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
All right, hang on one second. Coming up next, relationship rehab.
Ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Remember yesterday when we did relationship rehab, what came out of it?
What?
Is not wanting to have a male babysitter sexist?
Oh, yeah.
This was a two-line question. The whole thing blew up.
Mm-hmm.
We could have done an hour on it.
Yeah.
Without even doing it. You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
Like, we could have done an hour worth of show. People lost their minds. Well, we've carved out time just for you. Mm-hmm. Coming up in just moments, everybody stay close.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Normal people have normal lives. The Chip Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Okay, second time you've heard it. What do you think now?
I liked it even more the second time.
Yeah, me too.
Yep.
Me too.
Yeah.
I think we'll hear that for a while this summer, probably.
Listen, I love it. It takes me a little while.
Yeah, fine.
Mm-hmm. By Monday.
Oh, do you want me to ask you?
You're no, it's cool.
Smile.
It's cool. No, Michaela's reactions to music is always hilarious to me. So I love
why?
When we do the world premieres.
Yeah, why?
They're always very, very, this is the worst or the best, but that's cool. I just like her reactions.
Well, I'm not trying to play that. What is happening right now? My world is a little off kilter right now.
That's what we're here for, though.
It's a little sideways. Let's go with relationship rehab. Kara, who lives over by Gorman. Good for you. Mm-hmm. Nicely done. We have a steady babysitter for our 4-year-old daughter. She is a 16-year-old honor student and has been watching our daughter since our daughter was 2 years old. This weekend, my husband has a work function, and he needs me to attend as well. We called our babysitter, who is unavailable. My husband told his boss, who recommended that he use his 18-year-old son. I've known the boss's son since he was a little boy. He's nice enough. But he's 18.
Yeah.
He's a man. Plus, he didn't go to college and he's doing odd delivery jobs in between doing some temp work for his dad's business. And that's, I always look for context clues in between what people are saying. Mm-hmm. Just respect it. You know?
Yeah.
My husband says we have no other option and this will be fine for 4 hours on a Saturday night. I do not like the idea of having a wayward teenage man, watching my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
What would he know about little girls? And how do I trust a man entirely with my baby? My husband says I am being unfair and sexist, but am I wrong? 702, Just throw that one out there. We'll just leave this right here.
Mm-hmm.
Let you guys chew on it for a minute. 702-364-9898. Kelly Clarkson doing the studio sessions. Residency at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. Friday, July 25th. Friends at Live Nation have given us tickets to give to you. So we'll do that right now for caller number 25. 702-364-9898. Call now.
Normal people, crazy lives.
It's my fave radio station.
The Chip Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
I have some bad news.
What?
Sorry.
What?
Sorry.
Huh?
We've got to push Nick Carter to Monday.
Why?
Just because.
All right.
Just because.
Okay.
He's getting ready to go to China.
Yeah, that's insane.
He's going to Macau. So, we've just got to push till Monday.
All right, good. That's we'll have something to think about over the weekend.
Yes, we will. Mm-hmm. Something to look forward to.
Yeah.
It'll be great. Not only will Nicole Perez be going for win number 5 on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, but then we'll have Nick Carter, and oh my God, it's going to be a show. On
Listen, and the girlies are losing their minds. Our social media, they were like, we'll be at the Sphere. I love it.
Dude, a friend of mine that I didn't even know cared about the Backstreet Boys.
Same.
Was like, oh my God, you're talking to Nick Carter? And I'm like, yeah. She goes, guess what I'm doing right now? And she was in the waiting room to buy tickets.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah.
For the Sphere. She sends me a picture.
No, they're excited.
Yeah, no, it's great. All right, who are we starting with?
We will start with Sabrina.
Let's, wow, where's that? Line 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hi, Sabrina.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, let's run through this again. Kara lives over by Gorman, steady babysitter for their 4-year-old daughter. She's 4, by the way. The babysitter is 16. She's an honor student. Been watching their daughter for the last couple of years since she was 2. This weekend, my husband has a work function and needs Kara to go with her, so they need a babysitter, mm-hmm. right? Called the babysitter. Mm-hmm. She's already got plans. She's unavailable. My husband, says Kara, told his boss... Boss says, great. Got an 18. You know my son, whatever his name is.
Mm-hmm.
He's 18. Kara it's funny to me, and I think I find this to be important. She goes, he's nice enough, but he's a man. Plus, he didn't go to college, and he's doing odd delivery jobs. Sorry, I'm putting voice on it, and I probably shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing odd delivery jobs in between doing some temp work for his dad's business. My husband says we have no option. This will be fine. 4 hours on a Saturday, fine. I don't like the idea of having a wayward teenage man watching my daughter, says Kara. What would he know about little girls? And how do I trust a man entirely with my baby? Sabrina, she's 4. Is she still a baby?
Well, yeah.
She's her baby.
I know she's not a baby. She's her baby, yeah.
Kara's husband says she is being unfair and sexist. Is she?
No, I mean, I don't think she's being unfair. Maybe a little bit sexist, but with reason. And, I mean, this is a hefty relationship rehab, I feel. You know, we can get a little too deep into it, but, like, you never know what happened to hurt and, like, make her feel that way. And if you don't, as a mother, like, if you're not comfortable leaving your child with somebody, you're not comfortable leaving your child with somebody. But maybe go to therapy about the whole, like, you know, leaving a child with a man type thing. But if you don't trust them, you don't trust them. And that's your decision to make. I don't know.
I got to be honest. We got lined up calls for days. We could do it. People could run. I don't know that we're going to get a better answer than that.
I know.
So here's the thing so let me ask you the question. My husband says I'm being unfair and sexist. Michaela, do you believe he's being unfair and sexist? Or she is?
No, I don't. I have an 8-year-old niece. No one's watching my niece. I've heard too many stories. I've seen too many things. It's not happening. If it's sexist, call it, baby. I'll wear it as a label.
So this is what I'm saying. Here are the questions. Am I being unfair and sexist? Absolutely you are. 1,000,000%. There's no two ways.
Okay.
There's no two ways.
Yeah.
You are. He's a man versus a woman. Yes, that is sex by definition.
Yeah, sexist. By definition, cool.
Unfair? Probably. Yes.
Fine.
Great. Are you wrong? Hell no.
Nope.
No.
Yeah.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
You're not wrong. Mm-mm. And it's okay. And we've gotten into this thing. Well, that's not right. No, it's right. That's your baby.
Yeah, it is. And 4, 8, my niece still says to my sister-in-law, she wants to get back in her stomach. She doesn't like it here.
Well,
and she's 8. I mean, they're their mother's
babies.
She's
not a baby. But she's not.
But she's her baby.
Yeah. No, but she's your baby. That's right. You had something that you would. It was funny because Adrian got in my ear. Said I just have something I want to add to this.
Yeah.
Well, over the weekend, went out as a family for breakfast, and at the end, we went to go wash our hands. I told my son, my 6-year-old son Sire, hey, go wash your hands. And recently, Sire's been starting to go out to the bathroom when we're at restaurants by himself. That's like a big step.
Yeah.
I have an internal clock in my head that's like, yo, 3 minutes, you better be back or I'm going in there.
And you're watching everybody else who's going in there, too.
But because we went as a family, mom was there, too. And Jacoby goes, hey, go to the woman's bathroom to go wash your hands. And my initial reaction was like, what are you talking about? And I go, why'd you tell him to go do that? And she's like, I have less than a 5% chance that I need to worry about him being okay washing his hands in the women's bathroom.
Yeah.
I have to have more than a 5% chance if he goes to the men's bathroom if he's not back in 2 minutes. And I was like, you're 100% right. And I couldn't say anything.
Is that unfair? Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, no, of course it is. It is. Why? Because I'm a man and I'm going to walk into the bathroom. Now, all of a sudden, I'm immediately a predator. So, yeah, it's kind of unfair. Is it sexist? Sure. Is it wrong? No.
Yeah. I also think there's really good men out there, really good dads.
Adrian
being one of them. I don't think it's a personal thing. It's just statistics also that's like
exactly.
Not looking good, babe.
Well, and we've talked about this. I don't know that I've talked about this with you, have I? That it bothers me. It does bother me that as men, we do a lot of the murdering. We do. we're almost exclusively the rapers. You know what I mean? We do a lot of the murder and the bad murdering.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we do the it's mostly men that do the,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
doing stuff that you like this.
Yeah.
That
right.
we're worried about. So, yeah, I think, again, unfair. Sure. Sexist. Yeah. Wrong. Nope.
Yeah.
So here's what I'll do. Sabrina, thank you. And
you're welcome.
Have fun at Kelly Clarkson.
Have fun. You're going to love it.
I'm so excited. Thank you.
You unfair sexist. Hang on 1 second. If you've got the other side to this, if you're hearing this right now and going, you guys are out of your mind. This is BS. Don't curse on the air because I know how angry you are right now. Don't curse. However, call us at 702-364-9898. If you're just calling to agree, hang up the phone.
Yeah.
We've already heard it. But if this has gotten you, we'll give you your side coming up next.
Wake up with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Social media's sad.
They're sad, guys.
Because Nick Carter's coming on Monday. Nick Carter's coming on Monday instead of today. Yeah, sorry, it can't be avoided. What?
If you guys can't wait until Monday, I might drop a little teaser, a little reel over the weekend
The whole thing is coming on Monday, right about this same time. It was just funny because I replied, but they were like, "All right, Monday then."
Yeah, they're bummed out.
And I already replied back, "Sorry." Like, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's a busy guy.
Just can't be avoided. Relationship rehab, steady babysitter for the 4-year-old daughter, says Kara by Gorman. 16-year-old honor student's been watching our daughter since she was 2. This weekend, my husband has a work function, needs me to attend as well. We called our babysitter who's unavailable. My husband told his boss. Boss says, great, my 18-year-old son can watch her. 18-year-old son doesn't have a job. He's doing stuff. She says he's doing odd delivery jobs. Sounds like DoorDash, or something like that, mm-hmm. Maybe. I don't know. He didn't go to college, says Kara. He's nice enough, but he's a man. My husband says we have no other option. And this will be fine, which honestly probably will.
Yeah.
Really? Really?
But you know something I didn't even think about the first time around? That it's the boss's son. If something were to happen.
Oh my God.
It'd be an even bigger explosion.
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But Kara's against it. I don't like the idea of having a wayward teenage man watching my daughter. What would he know about little girls? How do I trust a man entirely with my baby? With my baby.
Yeah.
My husband says I'm being unfair and sexist. I'll even stipulate to that. Sure. There were other people trying to say, no, it's not unfair. No, it's not sexist. No, by definition, it's unfair. It's sexist. You're judging him just by being a guy who doesn't have a gig.
Do you think it matters if statistics prove differently? Is it still unfair and sexist?
What statistics?
That
18-year-old guys without jobs molest kids?
Well, no, it's off the point that you made, too. It's mostly men raping or doing all the brutal stuff. Like,
sure.
So is it unfair or sexist?
Yes. To judge the boss's kid based on nothing other than he's 18 and he's a male who doesn't, so he doesn't have a job or he didn't go to college and all of these things. And so obviously he must be a bad guy. Doesn't that seem a little unfair?
Yeah.
You don't want to.
No, I would absolutely admit it. Listen, either way, the kid's not watching my niece. I don't care, fair or unfair. I will be that
so
all day.
Only girls. Only girls.
Yes. Yes.
Even if it was me.
I don't want anyone watching my niece unless it's her mom or me or her grandma. And if they can't.
Well, that's weird. So not even another girl, not even the 16-year-old honor student? Nobody can babysit your kid?
No, that's not what I said. I just said no man can babysit my kid.
No, you also said not you.
Only me.
I understand. I'm clarifying. You said me, mom, or grandma.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I didn't finish the sentence. There could be 16-year-old girls.
Well, pardon me.
But also, I don't even know if I want just little stranger teenage girls watching my niece either. Like, there's always someone in our family that can watch my niece, and that's right. How I'd like to keep it. Otherwise, we don't get to go.
Well, it's hard life.
Yeah.
It is. That's a hard life. So then, yes. So you're saying that you are saying exclusively. You did finish the sentence, essentially.
Yeah, but I still have the 16-year-old girl over the 16-year-old boy.
Right, but do you not think that that's unfair and sexist? Sure it is. Sure it is. Okay. Does it make you wrong? No.
Yeah. No, oh, wait, yeah, let it be sexist and unfair. Totally.
Exactly.
I'm good with that.
This is what I'm saying. All right, Billy, this got you crazy. Why is this? Why is everybody off base on this?
Well, first of all, she's saying no man, she ain't going to trust no man to watch her kid, but I'm sure she's left her husband alone with her kid. He's a man. I'm sure that not every teacher that child has or preschool teacher is a woman. So that's kind of off kilter. But
I don't know. She's four. Her, I don't know that there's a big sample
size. There might be a preschool. You know, who knows?
Sure.
But it might be a man teacher that she drops him off with. We don't know that. She didn't say that. But to call the kid a wayward son, and she's saying he don't go to college.
Yeah.
This 16-year-old kid that's a girl, obviously, is not in college unless she's some kind of Mensa student, you know? So I don't know. It's totally up to her and the husband. And if they can't decide, I've always figured over a lifetime of, you know, different relationships.
Language. We got to go. You can't go. If you curse, you gotta
go. Didn't you open with that? You're like, you can't say any curse words.
By the way, did I not say that? Uh-huh. And that one was even that was even just casually throwing it out there. Can I also tell you something funny about that particular word? Did anybody hit the dump?
I did.
Attaboy.
I got you.
Nice work, brother.
Way to go, Chad.
That's solid producing right there. Uh-huh. There are many people who do not believe the S word to be a curse word.
You know, I could kind of fall into that camp.
We told this one kid, it was funny, we had kids' day at this one game that I was PA-ing for, right? So they had kid DJ, and they tell him everything's got to be clean. And this 12-year-old DJ plays a song that says S in it, and we're like, dude, what are you doing? And he's like, what? He didn't know.
Yeah.
Whatever. All right, Savannah, give us one more thought, and then we got to put this baby to bed.
All right, so Billy was kind of on the right track. I teach preschool teachers, and there is such a lack of males, and this is the reason why, because so many people give them pushback and say, oh, well, you can't teach kids. You can't. It's not appropriate, and it's completely wrong. With that attitude, we're never going to have men in the classroom, and the boys in your classrooms are not going to have that role model. So how do you know that boy might not be a future teacher and you're not giving him the opportunity?
Solid point. I'll tell you that one thing, and I'm not saying that I'm put upon or oppressed or any of these kind of things, but it is kind of a funny thing to be a adult, you know, a little bit older white male in society. A lot of people make a lot of assumptions. We're now making a lot of assumptions on a lot of different people. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying by any stretch that I'm the only one, but I feel that too sometimes. You know, like again, the situation, like if you're in a public restroom and people, man, they do steer clear. They do. And in other situations, we make a lot of assumptions about other people.
Yeah.
And again, I'm not saying right, wrong, or indifferent. Is it unfair? Yes. Is it sexist? Yes. Are you wrong? No. That's your kid. You do what you want. But sometimes it's a tough life.
Yeah.
You know? Whew. All right. Happy Friday, everybody. How do you feel now?
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up. Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
By the way, for everybody who's looking for the Nick Carter interview right now, and they're like, where is it? Where's Nick on? What's going on? What's happening? We've just had a little scheduling snafu, and everybody's, Nick's getting ready to go to China, and we're doing what we're doing, all this other stuff. So listen, Monday morning.
Yes.
8:20-ish. We're just gonna try again.
Yep.
And it'll be fine. Everything. It'll be good. I know you're excited.
I know. Me too, you guys.
We're excited too.
Yep. All of us are.
Yeah, for the for Backstreet Boys to be at the Sphere. Seriously.
It's so cool.
And you know, I was just thinking about this, where it's like, okay, you two, Fish, with their big good concert.
Absolutely.
Following. Grateful Dead with their huge concert.
Huge.
Following. right? Eagles, massive.
Massive.
My freaking cousin is coming in today at later on this afternoon for and literally, hey, can we come and stay at your house? And, you know, because they want to come to see the Eagles at the Sphere.
Yeah.
And that's big. And I'm like, I didn't even know you liked the Eagles. I didn't even know. I didn't. Okay, great.
You know, I also didn't either until I remember their songs. And I was like, oh, yeah, they're legendary.
And honest to God, we'll spend some time. We'll have some laughs and all that. But they ain't coming to see me.
The Eagles.
You know, and we're tight. We grew up together and all that kind of stuff. But no, they're coming to go to. They want to go to the Sphere. They want to do, you know, so you got your U2, huge, Fish, huge, Grateful Dead, huge, Eagles, huge. Now let's take a massive left turn. Backstreet Boys.
Iconic.
Right?
Listen, wild. Whether you are a fan or not, that's huge.
Yeah.
We are fans, thankfully, but that's a big deal. It's a big deal.
So yes, Nick will be here Monday. We'll talk all about it. Maybe, yeah, I think he's, honestly, I think they're sliding us in right before he heads to China.
Yeah.
It's a last minute deal. So all of that coming up. Happy Friday. Thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show. We appreciate you.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Michaela, you want to sing with me?
Yeah.
Guess what time it is? Good feeling stories of the day. Oh. We've never sounded better.
It did sound kind of good, actually.
It was all right. Brought to you by Michael Lee Menden and Diamond Jewelers, Diamond and Wedding Ring Store. Okay, what are the two kinds of stories I hate the most?
Lottery and old people.
Yep. Old people birthdays.
Well, yeah, yeah. You love old people, but not...
Making an exception today.
All right.
A woman in Virginia bought one of them scratch-off tickets.
Yeah.
Cashier gave her the wrong one. Right? Uh-huh. So she's mad.
Yeah.
I didn't want that one. I want American flag one. Yeah, you know, or whatever.
Of course.
I don't know why she talked like that.
Well, she's serious about her money.
Yeah, in Virginia. I don't know. She got over pretty quick. She went ahead and said, oh, fine, I assume.
Uh-huh.
Took it and stomped out to the parking lot. Scratched off stupid scratcher ticket that she didn't even want.
Yeah.
She won $2 million.
Okay.
So that's all right.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Cops in San Francisco. Have you been to San Francisco?
Yeah.
Seen the sea lions?
No.
Down at the wharf?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes. It was 10 years ago for Lisa's birthday. Yes, I have.
Cops, I haven't been to San Francisco forever. Mm-hmm. They saved a sea lion that they saw wandering up a highway off ramp. They thought it was a loose seal, so they called it Lucille. Lucille. Come on.
Beauty.
It was actually a young sea lion. Still couldn't tell the difference even if you put a label on them.
I just was going to ask you,
yeah.
Is there a difference?
Even if they were wearing t-shirts, I wouldn't. I'm a feline. I'm a feel. So I'd be like, whatever.
Came
bro.
To San Francisco like I was sweet, a stupid shirt.
Sweet shirts, but yeah, I don't. Great. They managed to coax the young sea lion back to San Francisco Bay. It swam off.
Cutie.
And this is kind of, okay, this is an old person story too. Might as well throw them all in there. 94-year-old woman from San Diego. Her name's Barbara Ribeiro. Had a pretty cool reunion this month back in 1961. God, that's a long time ago.
Yeah.
Six decades. She found a missing toddler at the bottom of a pool and saved the kid's life.
No way.
Yeah. My baby. Where's my baby? Down at the bottom of the pool. She fishes him out, gives him CPR. Kid lives. This thing happened 64 years ago. His name is Ben Caldwell. He's 66 years old now. Obviously, 64 plus 2. Had two kids of his own, and he's a business owner, successful business owner.
Yeah.
He says, I don't really have a memory of it, but I have a memory of it. And he goes, all I can say is, hand of God.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Sure is. It's your good feeling stories of the day. Brought to you by Michael Lee Menden and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
gentlemen.
Vegas, how you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show. Woo-hoo!
Can you imagine having a product that is so good and has such a stranglehold on the market that they can screw it up to try to make more money?
Stop. Yes, I can imagine.
But can you imagine having a product that is so good that you can do that? I can't think of one.
Nothing.
Google, have you noticed... Oh, let me ask another question.
Okay.
Have you noticed recently that that things are harder to find on Google?
Yeah.
You'll see it now. I didn't realize it until I thought to... So we were looking for something earlier, and I'm like, why are these all crappy sources?
Yeah. I feel like we've actually... You and I said this out loud... Like, what's going on? Yeah, totally.
It's stupid. We were looking for, my wife and I were looking for a news person. She was wearing a big rock on her finger, and we were like, who's her husband?
That's so funny.
And it gave us a bunch of different answers, sent us all over the place, bunch of crap sources. You know Wallet Hub?
Uh-uh.
It's a financial site.
Yeah.
They just went after Google, claiming that they're intentionally making Google worse. Because if you find what you're looking for right away, then you don't look at the ads.
Oh, that's so true.
So the idea is that Google is drawing out the process and forcing you to look at the ads because over half of their revenue comes from those ads.
Yeah, that totally makes sense.
And if they come up while you're looking, they can track that.
Mm-hmm.
And they get more money.
Shady, but also kind of smart.
So Wallet Hub posted a bunch of data to support their claim. They say that Google even did their own study in 2020 and found that worse search results would, quote, not result in a significant loss of revenue.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause you're going to stay there until you get the answer you want.
Of course.
Normally, making your product worse, not great for business. So this all hinges on the idea. So basically what Google is telling the world.
Yeah.
No matter how bad we get, you're still not going to go to Bing. And how do you feel if you're Bing?
Yeah.
You're like, wait, what?
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go. The Chet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
Yesterday, we preempted this bit. Because you said something about the stupidest thing you'd ever heard in your life, right?
Yeah.
And I said, wait until I got, till I tell you what I got.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But then you told your story and it was like, no need to pile on. I said, you know, come back tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is now today. And here we go.
Let's go.
Because, okay, now the report's a little dubious because it's missing some information, but I just love this to tears, and I'm going to go with it anyway.
Okay.
A report online claiming that a young woman was arrested after she got caught filling up her ex-boyfriend's gas tank with Coke Zero.
Stop.
And pre-sucked Skittles.
No!
The idea... was that she was going to get the candy coating off, and then the Diet Coke and the Skittles would make,
yeah,
and it would be like Mentos.
Uh-huh.
Would be like Mentos and maybe explode.
Oh my God.
Maybe explode. Now, how was it discovered that the Skittles were pre-sucked?
Yeah.
How did they know that? Did they talk to this girl? Did they go, what? Okay, we caught you.
Yeah.
Do you know how long I had to suck on them Skittles? Get them all ready to put in there. Now, here's the thing. We're not able to find a name for the woman, a location for where it happened. I'd suggest looking in Florida first.
I was gonna say.
or Pahrump. Or any info from the police department. So you might want to take it with a grain of salt. Hey, listen, I'm going to Pahrump tomorrow before you start going, why are you picking on Pahrump? I'm going to Pahrump tomorrow. Don't mess with me.
Yeah. Actually, my brother's a cop in Pahrump. We could ask him. Maybe we'll text him after this.
What?
See if we can get a name.
I thought he was a real cop. I'm just kidding. No, listen, I watch Live PD or whatever they call that show now.
Yeah.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's the more you know before we go. I've got a bunch of these that I've been storing up. Can I just run through a bunch of them fast?
Please.
Usain Bolt. Fastest man on the planet.
Yes.
Remember him?
Absolutely.
Says that he ate about 100 McDonald's chicken nuggets every day at the 2008 Beijing Olympics because it was a familiar food that he knew his stomach could handle. And he won 3 gold medals at that Olympics.
God bless him.
So, I mean, go ahead, eat the fast food. Yeah, okay. Whatever. The first human beings were around 66 million years after the Tyrannosaurus Rex. The T-Rex didn't evolve until 67 million years after early dinosaurs, which means T-Rex was alive closer to me and you than it was closer to any other dinosaurs.
Wow. That's wild.
Huh? Judge Judy. Speaking of dinosaurs.
Love her.
Judge, I love Judy, too. And my buddy Al Murdoch is the voice of Judy Justice.
Oh, that's so cool.
Judge Judy debuted closer to the moon landing than to today. It first premiered in 1996. That was 27 years after the moon landing, more than 28 years from right now.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I saw her at the Forum Shops at Caesars one day. It was great. I did not approach.
I interviewed her one time, and I said, I'm really nervous. And she said, no, you're not. And I was like, oh my God, okay, I'm not.
She's the greatest. Kleenex tissues originally invented in 1924 as a makeup remover.
Oh.
So many people wrote to the company to go, yeah, you know what? They're also really great as disposable handkerchiefs.
Yeah.
All the marketing shifted to that by 1930.
God, amazing.
That's it. That's enough. That's it. We're out.
Let's go.
It's Friday. Let's get it. Let's be, Everybody have an amazing weekend. Supposedly 80 on Sunday.
I know. Woo-hoo. Please.
Yeah, man. Have an amazing weekend. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. The entire Nick Carter interview will be up there this weekend.
So great. Chet.
So go check that out. Talking about the sphere and all that other kind of stuff. So follow us at 985KLUC. Follow me at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN with our sweet new cameras. Adrian.
Hey, you can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. New episodes of The Unlikely Podcast available on that free Odyssey app along with The Chet Buchanan Show.
And Michaela Gordon.
At Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH. I will be at Delilah tonight and then I'll be cruising through the weekend.
Sparkly, form-fitting gown. Okay. It is not to be missed.
Yeah.
Catch you back here on Monday. Have an amazing weekend. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.